You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I can remember from very, very young addressing questions of, is this my faith, as opposed to just my parents' faith, and wrestling with what that meant for me. I'm Daniel Falk, professor of classics and ancient Mediterranean studies and the Chaikin family chair of Jewish studies. I've been at Penn State for a year and a half and I've been enjoying it. Moved here from University of Oregon where I taught for 15 years. You know, growing up, I would say, I took my faith very seriously. It was something that was very, very real. And, I identify, you know, broadly as Christian. I grew up in Lutheran church, and my background is very definitely Lutheran, but I see myself as my primary identity is as a Christian, and have really enjoyed being at home in a variety of denominations. When I went off to college, I was, you know, still passionate about being Christian and seeing that work out in life, so I can very much recall the stage at which I have undergraduate students where, you know, some of them may be very passionate about their faith, but also with some naivety. I certainly had a great deal of naivety about my faith. It was still a fairly simplistic thing, although I thought very deeply. And it was only in my undergraduate where I started, I think, to ask some deeper questions, coming into contact with other Christian students who thought differently. I did my undergraduate at Bible College, so it wasn't the same sort of setting here, where it's much more diverse. But still, you're coming across people who have different ways of understanding their Christian tradition, and that could be quite surprising. And then in graduate school, of course, that much accelerated. I was doing biblical studies, and so already sort of cracks were starting to form in terms of what I thought of the Bible. I had sort of preconceived ideas, as most do, and pretty direct connection between these texts and the world out there, and then beginning to see that it's much more complicated than that. So somewhere along the way, decided to pursue academic study of the Bible, and juggling that has been a lot of what's shaped me, I think. So I still see myself as a person of faith. I would dare say that some, perhaps, who I knew when I was younger would think I've lost my faith, just simply because the pattern of faith would be that different. It's less grounded in a text which is sort of deified. The text is still a very important tradition and very central, and is a, I still feel its call and its judgment over me rather than the other way around. But on the other hand, I see it as a human witness to God's action in the world. And I guess that would be in some ways what I would regard as one of the central ways I've come to wrestle with that tension, that it is not simply random ideas. And not just good ideas. I mean, these are deep reflections of pious individuals who have wrestled with their faith, the meaning of human life. I wouldn't find in the Bible, and we can get more into this, but I wouldn't find in the Bible that it's all at the same level. So there are moments at which it is just, you have these sort of blinding crystal insights. Real perceptions of, you know, the call of a call to justice, which goes beyond what people's own inclinations would be, you know, where it comes like revelation, and it comes like a call from without. But you also have some stuff in the Bible which is just dreadful, yeah. I've got to say. And so being able to be honest with that is something that I've had to come to terms with. Being able to disagree with the Bible on things and find my place as a Christian, and I think that's very important, that the church needs to grow up and mature and be able to wrestle with matters of faith and justice, not simply running to an answer book.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.